Please don't feel nervous. Installment of the podcast Add to Your Happiness, and you all, I am fortunate. I work with a very talented young lady. Her name is Jennifer Nays. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for doing the interview, and welcome to Add to Your Happiness. Now, as I've mentioned before, you all, the objective of Add to Your Happiness is to focus on the wholesome and constructive ways that we all like to pursue adding to our happiness in our daily lives, whether it be some form of creative work or whether it be some form of giving to a cause or performance art. Fortunately, Jennifer pursues secular work in two forms. She has a day job, but she also is passionate about a very creative side. And Jennifer, what is that?
So I love photography.
Yes. So Jennifer is one of those fortunate people, you all. Jennifer is able to have a lovely day job, but she also is able to pursue her passion secularly too. And photography, I find, is one of the most fascinating ways of creating, of overexpressing oneself. So Jennifer, tell me, my first question for you on the show is, what are some of the wholesome and constructive ways that you like to add to your happiness?
Communicating with people, I guess, forming relationships with people. I think that goes into a lot of photography too.
Just really?
Like capturing people. Like yeah. I do portraits a lot, so capturing people and getting to know them and creating a better image, I guess.
Oh, lovely. So you tie the social aspect of life into photography.
Definitely.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very nice. And I failed to mention, and I failed to ask about the lovely Michael, but is he doing all right?
He's doing wonderful.
And one of the things I like about your relationship with Michael, Jennifer, is that he's very supportive of you and your photography, isn't he?
He is, yes.
I like that about him. Very nice. Anyway, and Jennifer, when would you say was the first time you knew that photography was something that you would always pursue?
Definitely before high school.
Really?
I remember going to high school orientation and there was like a photo club and I was already like taking pictures then and had a camera and stuff, and I joined the club and it was really weird and I didn't stick with it, but definitely before then.
Really? So even before high school, your natural inclination was to pick up a camera, find the beauty in life, and try to capture it.
Definitely. I used to have like a little iZod camera. I think that's what it was called. And you like pull out the film, but it was like a little bracelet.
Oh, so
but,
nice. So now we've talked about a little bit about photography, and I found out, because fortunately we work in the same space, and I saw on the walls that you have even another endeavor. Somebody was an extra in a movie.
Yes, I was. A low budget baseball film about Little League.
Really? So tell me, how did you get to be captured that way?
They were filming at like a small ice cream shop next to my house, and the ice cream shop asked us all to be part of it. So we got to be an extra.
Oh, talk about being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Now, will you be pursuing an acting career?
No.
Oh. Ah, shucks.
Definitely not.
Okay. So possibly, would you consider like doing photography work in entertainment?
Definitely. I would love to do, like, sometimes when I watch movies, I take pictures of the movie while it's going.
Yes.
So I would actually like to do like stills, movie stills.
Yes. So tell me, would that require
photography skills as well as like cinematography? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I think how I would describe it is like the cinematography would be set up for photography. So you're capturing like another person's artwork, but the way you capture it is your own.
Is your own.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love the way you
I never really thought about that before.
Yes, but you explained it very well.
Yeah.
And you painted a very clear picture for us.
Perfect.
It comes very naturally to you, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yes. So tell me, you are into photography, but does that translate into like drawing or like?
No. I mean, I went to school for art, yes. So I took drawing classes. I was okay, but drawing is more like you can, well, I guess you can with photography too, but it's completely different.
Yes.
The medium is different, but the more you practice drawing, the better you get. I think with photography, you definitely have to have like an eye for it.
Yes. Well, Jennifer, I've talked with you about doing this interview for a while, and I have to say, it has been better than I ever even anticipated. So I want to thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Add to Your Happiness, the podcast, third installment with the lovely Jennifer Nays. And Jennifer, please tell us, if we want to see examples of your artwork, where would we go?
I'll go on facebook.com/beaconhillphoto, BEACONHILL photo.
There you have it, you all. So now you all know where to go. If you need perhaps some photos done or you want to capture a special moment, check out Jennifer Nays on Facebook. She gave you the address to visit. And just check out her photos. See all the amazing things that she has done.
Oh.
This has been Add to Your Happiness, the podcast. I'm your host, Shauna.
I'd like to say thank you to Jennifer Nays. I thoroughly enjoyed that interview with her. She is such a doll, you all. She's a lovely person, but she's also a very talented person. So thank you, Jennifer. And I want to finish up the show. I mentioned Happy by Pharrell Williams. I thought that was the song that was next on the playlist. Actually, it was Ben by Michael Jackson, which I love just as much. But I would like to finish the song, finish the Today Show with the song Pharrell Williams Happy, because I am happy, y'all. Like I mentioned, last week was not last Friday. I heard some really sad news about someone that I really respected and who passed away. And it put me in a very sad place. But I do feel better. And I do try to focus on the positive and the happy. So this has been Add to Your Happiness, the podcast, the third installment. And I hope you all are happy. Bye, y'all.